Blog Talk Radio.
People are always saying you'll never make
it. Don't listen to them.
You feel weak and have lost all your courage.
Be brave. Be bold.
Guess what? It all ends right now. Welcome to Just Rita, a show that empowers women all over the world to be the best version of themselves. No matter where you come from, that will not dictate who you will be in life. Join your host, Rita Doman, right now and learn that you can have it all because you know you are worthy of all those goodies in life and want to make your life shine. It's just in time. It's just for you. It's just that simple. It's Just Rita. Now, here is your host of the Just Rita Radio Show, Rita Doman.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, no matter where you are in the world. I want to welcome you in to the Just Rita Real Talk Live Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com under Just Rita Real Talk. Here on Facebook Live under Rita Doman, Just Rita Real Talk, as well as justritarealtalk.com, and you can click on the live radio button, and if you're having troubles with the Facebook, you are able to do that as well. So you can go ahead and click on that. So, oh my gosh, you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you would like to, you can call in anytime during the show to move the conversation forward at 347-989-8086. Yes, that it is. And Maisie has been a little crazy these last couple of days. She's been taking a lot of baths these days because she keeps playing with Petey. So her punishment is that I stick her in the water. Hey, Bill. So Felicia's there. Barbara's there. Ron's there. Oh, my gosh. Pia, Bill. Thank you guys for coming in. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You know, today there's a lot going on, right? So I was wondering, what should we be doing the show about? What is going on in everybody's life? What is happening with people? What do we really need to talk about, right? So I obviously always have stuff going on in my life, and we could talk forever and days about how awesome I am and all the wonderful things that, you know, continue. However, there's still a lot of people who are going through a lot of different things, and this is something that I really wanted to talk about because we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day lives. We get wrapped up into a lot of tragedy, a lot of loss. I know that some of you have lost somebody very dear to your heart, and it's a really difficult time. I can feel the pain. You know, people who are dealing with a lot of financial situations, they're dealing with a lot of situations, you know, hardcore situations in their lives and their family lives and their work lives, all these things, right? And we're always trying to figure out how to move forward in life. How can we keep ourselves going? How can we try to keep our head above water, right? And a lot of times we get so wrapped up in adulting, we absolutely forget to have fun. 100%, hands down, we forget to have fun. We forget to laugh. We forget to play. We forget to just enjoy ourselves and figure out what the heck makes us happy, what makes us click, all those kinds of things, right? And so I was sitting at work today, and you guys, it was so funny. I was watching this video because it was slow at the office. There was not a lot of people calling in. And I was trying to keep myself occupied. And so I came across this video that I watched on Facebook where, oh, my God, it totally makes me laugh. And I'm telling you, I'm already laughing inside myself because this guy, it's a joke. And this guy is running around. Let's see if I can tell you about it without laughing. The guy is running around the street or running around a corner, running so fast, and he yells at the people on the road or on the sidewalk, men, women, it doesn't matter, oh my God, run. And so he's running and taking off. So everybody is following them at the same time. And then all of a sudden they're getting so far and they're like turning around. They're like, what are we running for? And of course, nothing's coming. Nothing's coming around the corner. And so the guy takes off laughing. And so the people realize that they've been punked, right? I literally had tears in my eyes. This thing went on for like 6 minutes, I think, this video. It was so funny because people fall for it all the time. And can you imagine? You're just walking down the street, minding your own business. Somebody says, run, run. And then you just start to run. And then you realize it's a joke. Some people get angry and some people laugh, right? So as I was sitting here thinking about at 6:30, well, really, it was about 10 after 6 today, what am I going to talk about on the show? I didn't want to not do the show. And so I was sitting there and I go, let's go to Facebook. Facebook always has the answer, right? I know you guys are laughing, right? Because Facebook always has the answer. But for the, Facebook does for me. And the first thing that popped up was that video that I saw, and I started laughing. And inside my head, it's like, people have got to start having fun and lightening up. And I was like, that's the show. That's what we're going to do today. What are we doing in our lives? Why is it that we have forgotten how to hula hoop? Why have we forgotten how to jump rope? Why have we forgotten how to ride a bike? Why have we forgotten how to skip? How can we forget how to laugh? How to have a sense of humor, right? Think about it. What is it that you haven't done for a long time? Isn't it funny how, you know, especially women, mostly, right? Men too, but mostly women, because women, I got to keep my head a certain way so I can see myself a little bit. Otherwise, you guys are just constantly seeing the glare. You guys remember like when we were younger and we went dancing and we were on the dance floor, we could dance for hours. We knew all the new dance moves. We could shake it like there's nobody's business. You don't do it for a while because what happens? You get married, you have children, you get wrapped up in your life. You go out for a girls' night. Maybe you go to a bar where there's dancing and all of a sudden you're on the floor and you're like, oh my God, I can't even shake it anymore. Right? How many times? You guys raise your hands because I'm all about it. I love dancing. I don't need to drink to dance. However, it does take me a little bit to figure it out and get the moves going because I've forgotten how to have fun. I have forgotten. Hey, Rashid, how are you? I forgot how to have fun. We get so wrapped up in everyday life. We get so wrapped up in everything that we're doing that we forget to have fun. We forget to have a sense of humor. Remember how, like, when we were younger, we didn't care, right? We started a job, we're 16, 17, even, like, in our early 20s, right? It's like, whatever, right, Pshaw? Whatever's going on, you're just having fun. You don't care. Nothing concerns you. It's never going to affect you. It's like you... The weight of the world is definitely not on your shoulders, right? But then it seems like as we get older and we start experiencing and we hold on to the experiences rather than just letting them go. Hey, Kathy. Oh, my gosh, that's an old classmate of mine. Holy cow, how are you? So this is something that I wanted to talk about. It's like we forget to how to have fun. We forget to be able to move our feet. We forget to laugh at jokes or even tell a joke. And we even forget to laugh out loud or even, like, cry or admit that when you're laughing about something, you've got, you know, milk coming out of your nose or water coming out of your nose. I was somewhere the other day. Where was I? Oh, my gosh. I was somewhere. I can't remember where. I was amongst other people who were not my family. And I laughed so hard. I literally had my drink coming out of my nose. Where was I? I can't remember. But it was so funny. And was it very, very recent. It was like within the last couple of days. So anyway, I laughed so hard that I literally had my drink coming out of my nose. And it's like, I haven't laughed like that for a long time. watching the video today. I haven't really laughed like that for a long time. And I was sitting there, I'm like, I used to laugh all the time. I used to joke. I used to be the silliest. I used to be the one in the corner in classrooms, you know, facing the corner, sitting off to the side because I was kind of like the class clown. I know you guys are all surprised and shocked, but it was kind of like that's how it was for me. And I have forgotten out of all the years and the seriousness and raising a child and going through the things that I've gone through, it's almost like we forget to have fun. And it's something that I want you to think about tonight. I want you to think about what's going on in your life. A lot of you have lost somebody very dear to you. A lot of you, you know, have got a lot of heaviness going on, financial situations, those kinds of things. And I know I'm a snorter as well. I snort really loud. But it's like some of those things, it's like we get so wrapped up. And hey, Cindy, I'm so glad you're joining us. We get so wrapped up, we forget. And I wanted this conversation to come about so that we can start to think about what's happening in our lives. So if you guys want to call and tell me your silly stories at 347-989-8086 so that we can have this conversation and have fun with it, right? We got to have fun, laugh, and joke. We've got one more day in August, right? Then September starts, which is my absolute favorite time because now I'm done with summer. Like, as far as I'm concerned, summer's over. It's time to get into the fall. I've already got mums on my back porch. I already am planning on my fall attire, which I'm pretty excited about. So these are the things that I'm looking forward to. And then we've got the holidays coming. We've got Halloween coming, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then we're going to start a whole brand new year, right? So why not be in the moment right now and let's think about how can we enjoy the rest of the year? How can we participate and have a fantastic time? How can we lighten our load by having fun? So, for instance, if you're at work and you get yelled at or you've got a crabby coworker or, you know, something happened and things are like really serious and the office is really heavy, one of the things that I've been doing is I have been just making a funny. So in other words, like I will have a conversation with somebody and I will say something funny and then I'll walk through the office and say, I bet you didn't know that I'm absolutely hilarious. And people look at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm just letting you know I'm hilarious. And then I just belt out a huge laugh. They start laughing, I'm laughing, and they're just like, you know what, you really are hilarious. Because it doesn't even matter what I'm laughing about. It doesn't even matter what I'm doing. It matters that I'm taking that atmosphere and shifting and changing it, making it different, making it more enjoyable. You know, too many times we are so angry at our desk or whatever it is that we're doing, and we take every single thing seriously. Don't you just hate it when you're at work and you hear things in the background and you can hear that somebody's having a really bad day? There's a lot of anger, there's a lot of hostility, and you wish you could just like break it up for a second and just lighten the load for them so that you can have a great day. That's what I do. So I will just make, you know, like little funnies. I will do certain things. Hey, Rebecca. I will do certain things where, hey, Jimmy, or I should say James now. I will do certain things where people will forget what they're doing for a second and just belt out a laugh because I am really good for doing silly things, ridiculous things, things where it's like, you know, it's like you're like, oh my gosh, I should have had a V8 or things that make you want to go, you know what I mean? It is just so funny. Or if I'm out and about in the stores and doing whatever I'm doing, I will just have like these little conversations to myself. And then people will be staring at me and they'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I was just checking with myself to see if it was a good idea if I should buy this or not. People will start laughing like there's nobody's business. Because here's the thing. I have conversations with myself all the time. I talk to myself all the time. And it's like, I'm deciding what I'm doing. I'm putting an idea together in my head, but I don't do it silently. I do it out loud. When I'm listening to music in my ears with my earbuds, guess who's singing off key? This girl is, because it's so much fun. Because people just look at you. You're just like, holy cow, what is this person doing? Don't they realize there's other people around? Hey, Cassie. But here's the thing. I don't care. Because I am trying to be so light myself and not take everything seriously that it makes me feel good. And when I see somebody laughing, I absolutely love it. I'll be the first one to tell on myself. I'll be the first one to say, oh, my God, you are not going to believe what I just did. And people are like, well, what did you just do? And I would have done the most ridiculous thing ever, but I will tell on myself first, and I will make the room laugh because that's what I do. Or I'll be so wrapped up in something. I went to this event last night in Elgin, Illinois. It's the Wellness Rising, where there's a bunch of different vendors. I didn't vend last night. I actually went as a spectator, as you can see. Oh, wrong hand. As you can see. See what I do? Because I'm seeing myself in the computer, because I feel like I'm talking straight to you guys. So if I'm looking at me, I'm looking at you. As I'm looking. So I got my henna. My girl was there last night. So I was like, oh my God, I love henna. So you guys know that I always get henna. You'll see me with it. I love it. And so anyway, as I'm waiting for my turn, kind of patiently, then a friend of mine who I haven't seen for a long time, I didn't even notice because I was so wrapped up in my head waiting for my seat, that he comes running up to me. As I turned my head, I was like, oh my God, scared the bejesus out of me, right? However, it totally took him back, too, because Majid was like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to scare you. I was like, oh, my God, how are you doing? Put the fright on my face because I wasn't expecting it. And it's just hilarious because I'm always wrapped up inside myself, and a lot of times I have no idea what's going on around me. And if I see somebody, it's as if the whole world has just stopped for that one person. And when I see that reaction and I see how that is, everybody just smiles and everybody starts laughing, and then how can you not laugh, right? So I love being not the butt of a joke. Let's be clear. I don't mind being a part of a joke and making myself a joke. I just don't like being a butt of a joke. But, and it depends on who's doing it, right? Hence the we are single now. But anyway, that's the thing. It's like when you can do stuff like that and you're like a free spirit and you're just doing whatever, that's the part that makes everything feels so much better. Now, I know that I've got somebody very close to me, very dear to me, but I'm just keeping it pretty confidential, you know, lost a very good friend of theirs. And so in my heart of hearts, I can feel the heartache. I can feel the anguish. I can feel the sadness and how heavy it all is. And the thing that I want to say to you is it's time to open up all the wonderful times, all the funny times, all the ridiculous, silly things that you guys did together, all the things that, you know, the two of you did where you're just like, oh my gosh, if somebody could just see us now, right? Laughing and joking and doing all those crazy things. Think about all those wonderful, wonderful moments that you've had. And those times where you could just remember. Oh, my God, I can hear the eyes. So you are, too. Remember those moments. Remember how you guys could just laugh and joke and do all those wonderful things. Because that's the part where you're going to be just so uplifted. You're going to be able to get through this terrible time for yourself. Because you've got the comfort and the joy of knowing that you're the one who got to participate. You're the one who has the memories. You're the one who can hold it very dear to your heart and just enjoy all of it. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm getting so emotional. Anyway, I didn't even know her. But those are the things that I want. And see, here we are, right? This is what I do. I feel your pain. I feel things, and I can experience it. And so this is something where I know that right now things are really heavy. The kids have all gone back to school. Everybody's had to spend a lot of money on, you know, supplies and books and clothes and this and that. People had to max out their cards. You know, the holidays are right around the corner. You know, everybody tried to keep the kids entertained and going places for the summertime, right? There's a lot of heaviness going on. There's a lot of people who are stressed out to the max right now. So this is something that I just wanted to, I felt like we needed it. It's already 20 after 7. I felt like we needed to lighten the load a little bit. And it's like every time I see things on Facebook or like those little videos with the cats or the animals, the dogs, or especially kids, like the babies, you know, the baby laughs, all that kind of stuff. That stuff always makes me laugh. It always makes me to the point where you're practically crying because you're laughing so hard. You know, even with Maisie, I've noticed, because I even get a little serious because Maisie obviously is a kitten. And we're getting to know each other. And technically, I've only had her literally for 4 weeks. Tomorrow will be 4 weeks. It feels like I've had her forever. So we're soulmates in some, you know, form. But I sometimes have to lock her out of my room at night because otherwise she's up all night. And she is coming on, you know, getting on me and licking me and scratching at me, and she's like, let's go, let's play, I want your attention, and I'm just like, oh my God, I've got to go to sleep, I got to get up in a couple of hours, I got to go to work and sit there all day. And so, and sometimes in my head, I hear her, and I heard it the other day, and I thought about it all day at work, and it drove me crazy, because she was just, I just want to be with you. That's all I kept hearing in her my head when she kept trying to wake me up, until finally I put her out of my room. And then the next day, I was at work, and I was thinking about it, and it's all I had in my head was, I just want to play, I just want to play, I just want to be with you, I just want to be with you. How cool is it to have something love you so much that it just wants to be with you? And here I am like, oh my God, but I got to go to work, I can't do this, I got to do this, I got to be in bed by a certain time because I have to get up at a certain time, and I have to be out the door by a certain time. And I got to be at work. You know what I mean? All that whole thing goes running through my head. It's crazy. Get up, Rita, and just play with her for 5 minutes. Have a little fun. Make her tired. Make her crazy. And then go to bed. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh, Rita, you're getting too serious again. It's like you have all these things. All the things that you want to do in life, all the things you want to do, all the things you need to do, right? And we forget that it's okay. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all figured out. You know what? Hey, Tina, we have got it all together regardless. Hey, Laura, we have it all together regardless. It doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's been okay up to this point. Everything will be okay from this point forward. We have always been able, oh my gosh, thank you. I love it. My girlfriend Tila does it. It's a big one too. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. It's a big one. Do you see how pretty it is? I love it. She did a really good job. Hey, Debbie. So all we have to do is realize is that no matter what's going on in our life, we are going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. No matter what, there will be a solution. If we are forcing an outcome, then we are not able to figure out the solution. We are just being stuck. This is one of the biggest things that I've learned. Now that I'm on my own, now that I'm living on my own, doing my own thing, paying my own rent, my own bills, blah, 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 I cannot fight about it. I cannot stress about it. I cannot worry about it. I always know that no matter what, money is coming to me, no matter what. And so every single time I start to worry about, am I going to have enough? I do my cards and it says, money's coming to you. Your angels are bringing your money. So I'm just like, okay, quit worrying about it. And then lo and behold, when I let it go and I know that money's going to be there, money shows up in my pocket every single time. Somebody's either calling me, somebody's giving me money for services, somebody's doing something for me, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all this evidence that these things are happening. Why is it that we worry about stuff? Why is it, oh my God, the cat just freaked me out. Why is it that we do this to ourselves? So I have realized that no matter what happens, no matter what we worry about, we are not going to change the outcome. Everything's going to play out the way it's supposed to. So why make ourselves miserable? We always have a way to figure stuff out, right? Hence, Exhibit A. I have never met a cat in my entire life who just wants to be by me all the time and loves my bracelets, my buttons, and all those things. Say hello, Maisie. Say hi, Maisie. She is the cutest little kitten I have ever seen, and she's so cute and annoying. It's hilarious, right? Are you going to say hi? Say hi. You're like, oh, my God. I'm so adorable. Oh, my gosh. We're showing too much. There we go. Say hi. She's hilarious. She just wants to be loved. And it's like, how do you deny that, right? She just wants to be with me all the time. When I was putting the show together, it's all she was doing is being right here. She'll just sit here. And she'll try to type. She'll try to bat at my necklaces or my bracelets or whatever shiny that I have. That's all she does. She's hilarious. But this is the thing. This is like, we've got to just stop for a second and have fun. Enjoy the life. Enjoy what's going on around us. We don't really have to worry about anything because guess what? We can always solve any kind of problem that we have. Any kind of problem. If we can solve that problem, why are you worrying? And if you know you can't solve the problem, why are you worrying? You find somebody else who can. There really is no reason to worry, and there really is no reason to be heavy, right? Yes. She's just like, now I'm going to play. She's like, are we playing now? She's like, nope, mommy's speaking with her hands. All right, so, like, here's some inspirations that I found. You know, like, a happy mind is a happy life. That's something. Like, if you can keep your mindset happy, if you could, you know, always know that no matter what, everything is working out for your highest good regardless. If that's the way you feel and that's the way you think and that's the mindset that you keep, I promise you that's how it's going to be for you. It will not be any different. Anytime you say everything is working out for my highest good and the highest good of others, I promise you it literally changes your mindset. Everything around you shifts and changes. And you will see how everything is different. One of the things that I have learned, and I'm going to share this with you, I'm doing a certification right now. I'm learning the Ho'oponopono, and it's a way to clear the energy. It's a way to clean the energy. It's a way to think of things differently and to be different in any given situation. It's also about taking responsibility of every single thing in your life, no matter what. Even if it's happening to you, I am able to take responsibility for whatever it is about me that is brought into it. Hey, Michelle! Then that's what Ho'oponopono is. So one of the things that we learned was this breathing exercise, right? So you're taking in breath through your nose for 10 counts. Doesn't matter how slow or fast you do it. And you really expand your lungs. So you want to breathe deep into the diaphragm, not to the top of the lungs, but you really want to go deep and breathe out. And hold it. You're going to breathe in for 10, hold it for 10, and release the air for 10. And you're going to do that 10 times. When you're done by the 10th time, you have literally shifted everything around you. You have actually shifted the way you look. You actually will look softer. You'll look fresh. You'll look happy. You'll look relaxed. I'm telling you, I have been doing this now for, I don't know, about a week or so. And I have been doing this deep breathing. I do it in the morning. I do it in the car. I do it when there's any kind of an issue at work where things are getting crazy and, you know, stressed out. I will do it. I do it on my way home. I do it a lot. And I'm telling you, it shifts and changes your mindset. It allows you to realize that everything's fine, that nothing is wrong, everything's going to work out. Then when you say, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, that means that no matter what, you love whatever's going on around you. You are apologizing for whatever it is that you're bringing to the situation. You're asking forgiveness and you're saying thank you because, you know, you're being loved. When you're doing that, when you do that, you are literally shifting and changing what's going on around you. And the way things have been shifting and changing for me has been unbelievable. And in fact, everything is happening for my highest good. Everything is falling into place really fast. Things are happening like there's nobody's business. And even my girlfriend and I, we decided that we're getting an office together, which we're going to be, we've got it, and we are working on it this weekend, and we are going to be open for business come Tuesday. So I'll still keep my job, and I'll have evening hours as well as weekend hours. Which means, instead of people coming to me and me going places all the time, I'm going to have people also come to my office, which will be in Crystal Lake. And as soon as that's all settled, then we are going to divulge and we're going to, like, invite everybody out. And I'm going to be doing my energy work. I haven't done energy work for a very long time. And that's not true. That's a lie. I love doing Reiki. I love doing Chios. I do it a different way. There's a lot of different things that I bring into it because I use the angels, and the angels are really working with me all the time. So that is something where I now have this space where it's a pretty local centered place where people are going to be able to come. It'll be a private room, and it's going to be set up. It's going to be so soft and serene. You're going to be able to relax. You're going to be able to get the work that you need done, and I'll be doing the coaching there. I'll be doing readings there. I'll also still be doing parties at people's houses, but these are the things. So when I have been doing this breathing work and I have been doing the stuff that I've been doing, hey, Julia, I have created this stuff that is going like crazy. The other thing that I've noticed is that with my Stash account, if you guys know anything about Stash, it's where you could buy little stocks and you can hold them and, you know, let them go. It's penny stocks. So it's a Stash account. In the last couple of weeks, it has been taking off like crazy, and I am just like floored because I know that everything is working out and everything is blooming and blossoming and growing. Every time I go into my account, I am floored how it keeps going up, up, and up. Now, mind you, there's only a little bit in there. However, when I see the growth and how fast it's growing, when people are saying to me, oh my God, the stock market's bad, you know, finances, blah, 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 blah. In my head, I'm always saying, well, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me. Everything is working for me. Everything is coming the way it's supposed to for me. And then that's where I keep my mindset. When we are happy, hey, Cheryl, when we are happy and we have a great attitude and everything is working out, it doesn't even matter if it's working out or not. When you still have a great attitude and you're having fun in your life, the goodness is coming to you. Everything will be coming to you a lot faster. If you are cranky and crabby and you're worrying about stuff, you're drawing all that stuff to you even faster. So what I'm trying to tell you is we've got to start being happy in our everyday life. And I promise you, when you start to be happy and you start to live your life a little bit lighter, you start to shift and change how things are going for you, you're going to realize that things are working out for your highest good. You're going to realize the miracles that are going on around you all the time. It's just that you've been so inundated with the stuff, you haven't been able to focus on all the wonderful miracles that are going on around you. In fact, I was on the phone with my girlfriend, Suzanne Carlisi, today. She was on earlier. I don't know if she's still listening. But we were talking about the new office and things that I was doing and things that were happening in my life right now. And all of a sudden, I see a dragonfly. And I was like, oh my God, I am on track. Because the dragonfly is what tells me I am right where I need to be. And I am on track and everything is working out for my highest good. The dragonfly. So every time there's anything going on, that dragonfly comes to me and says, Rita, keep up the great work. You're doing fantastic. And I'm just like, whoop, whoop, you know it. And then that's what I do. So this is something that I want you to start learning, start experiencing, start doing for yourself. Start shifting, changing your mindset. When you have a smile on your face, look, I had to go. Well, I didn't have to go, but I went anyway, right? I went to Ross today. I love Ross. If anybody knows me, I love Ross. You can get a lot of things, very inexpensive. And so with my girlfriend Tiffany and I, since we're doing this office, we're going to do some decorating, which I love to do. And so I found a couple of things that are very inexpensive. Yes, I got my little pale duelzy with me behind me. And, you know, the lady's like, oh, just go ahead and bring your car up because you can't take the carts out. And I was like, oh, okay. But I figure I can work it out. I'll make it work. So I'm stuffing stuff in my purse. I'm, you know, like loading things a certain way. And this lady came to me because I had the biggest smile on my face the whole time in the store, talking to myself, smiling, figuring things out. At the end of it, as she's walking out the door, she goes, can I take something for you? And I was like, hey, Carlene. And I was like, no, that's okay. And then I thought to myself, Rita, this is an angel who wants to help you. I said, you know what? I do. Can you please carry my little Buddha with me, with you? And my car is just right over here. She goes, I will be more than happy to carry that Buddha for you. She goes, in fact, I was really eyeing up your little Buddha. Hey, June. So I was just like, oh my gosh. And then we're going out, right? This is another funny. We're walking out. All of a sudden, I could not remember where in the heck I parked my car. And I honestly don't remember walking as far as I did into the store. Because I parked kind of far. I didn't realize I parked this far. And there was a big white vehicle that was blocking my car because mine is a little one. And I was like, oh my gosh, this woman's carrying my little heavy Buddha. And I'm like, I had no idea where my vehicle was. She goes, why don't you use the clicker on your car and see if you can find it? And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm clicking it, and all of a sudden I hear it behind this other vehicle. And I was like, that's hilarious. I started laughing so hard. I'm like, I cannot believe I totally lost my car. I don't even remember walking that far. And so she just was like, this was a pleasure. Thank you for letting me help you. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you for helping me. She goes, can I help you any further? I'm like, no, I pretty much got it, but thank you. It was so funny. And I went back to work. I started laughing at myself. The lady who was taking my, you know, filling in for me while I was at lunch, she's like, did you have a great lunch? I'm like, absolutely did. Always do. And stuff like that, it like shifts and changes the mindset. It helps people shift and change the way they think. So when they're stuck in a way or a feeling, you can shift it by who you're being just by changing what you're saying and your attitude. It doesn't matter if I'm feeling tired or crabby or cranky. If somebody comes in and they'll say to me, oh my gosh, how are you today? I'm like, I am fantastic. How are you? It doesn't matter what's going on inside of me because they have no idea. But as soon as I say I'm fantastic with a smile, they're like, you know what? I'm doing pretty good too. And I'm like, well, all right then. Let's see if we can make it through the day. So stuff like that is so important, and that's why I wanted to talk about this today. I hope this was very, very helpful for you. I hope I have helped lighten your heart. I hope I have given you a couple of tricks to, you know, ease yourself and distress yourself a little bit so that you can start to feel better about yourself. You'll even realize that the energy around you is even better. Honestly, you'll see it. All right. Now, here's for the stuff that I know that you've all been at the edge of your seat being like, oh my God, Rita, shut up, because isn't it the angel card reading time? And guess what? Yes, it is. We're in that time. Oh my gosh, good, Tina. I am so glad. Hey, Sandra. You know what? The breathing absolutely works. I promise you it does. You will be amazed. All you have to do is breathe in for 10, hold it for 10, and blow it out for 10. And you do it 10 times, you will be shocked at how it all comes out. Honestly. Oh my gosh, you guys, the cards are something else. Okay. All right. You guys. Soulmate card came up, which means whoever you're with, you're in the right place at the right time. Okay? Right now, you guys are dealing with a lot of heavy stuff, and so the people who you're with right now are supposed to be in your life. They are pushing you, pulling you, stretching you in ways to make you grow so that you are being better in your life, that you are evolving, you're learning, you're being stretched in a way where you're coming outside of your little box, your little cocoon. So just know, no matter what's going on, that's what's going on. Also, if you're not with somebody or you're looking for somebody, you know, just be patient. Don't be looking for them because they're waiting for you to start to fall in love with yourself. First and foremost, you're a soulmate to yourself. Hey, Dominique. Anne is there as well. You have got to be a soulmate for yourself. You've got to love yourself. You've got to give yourself a break. You've got to take yourself off the hook. Quit taking everything so seriously. Be lighthearted with yourself. And once you can love yourself, once you can be lighthearted, then you're going to be attracting somebody into your life, I promise you. So just give yourself a break, honestly. Oh my gosh, it's been a while. All right, these girls are such chatty Cathys, these angel cards. Oh my gosh, balance. You guys got to create balance in your life. All right, I think we're going to bring this down now so that you guys can see what's going on because the cards are flying out. All right, so you got to create balance in your life as well. This is something that's very important because you guys are all on one end or the other end, but you're never in the middle. You guys are stressing out about too many things. You're looking too far into the future. Everything is working out the way it's supposed to. I know you guys got heavy stuff going on in your lives, but I promise you, you've got to be a little bit more relaxed, have a little bit more fun, and enjoy yourselves. You're taking everything way too serious. And when you do that, you're actually pushing all the goodies away. So stop doing that. Seriously, gotta stop. I'm telling you, I know it to be true. Ah! I know my love life's coming because let me tell you this. This morning on my way to work, I had a vision and I know it's coming. So, wake up your love lives, people. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the people you're with. Have a love experience with yourself, however you want to take that. You know, you've got to start really appreciating who you are, loving yourself and enjoying yourself. When you look in the mirror, just say how loving you are. Say how beautiful you are, how amazing you are, how awesome you are. Quit beating yourselves up because I promise you, when you can start loving and appreciating yourself, the person who's supposed to be in your life will come. But if you are constantly berating yourself, picking on yourself, saying nasty things about yourself, that person's not coming because if you can't love yourself, you really can't love somebody else. And that's the honest to God's truth. So start loving who you are and be that wonderful person you know you are. If you're with somebody who keeps telling you that you've got to change, hey, Stephanie, then you're with the wrong person as well because nobody should have to change or do anything. And quit telling people to change. If you're telling people to change or you want them to be different, then you're with the wrong person. So it's time for you to make changes because everybody's whole and complete just the way they are. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is, and it's time for you to then move on. Oh, my God, the fairies are crazy. Abundance is around you guys all the time. Peace and contentment. Also, your soul kinship. This means that you've got so many wonderful people around you, so many wonderful opportunities. But if you guys are not loving yourselves and being kind to the people who are around you, it's not going to come. So be very aware of what your attitudes are and how you're being in life. It's time for you to shift and change your mindset so that you can start really appreciating what's going on around you. A lot of you are kind of missing the boat because you are wallowing in your self-pity and your drama, and it's time for you to separate yourself from that stuff. Quit it. Let it go. Okay. Butterflies. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Okay. We got to get going. The butterfly, it's transformation, spirituality, vulnerability, life cycles. So that means that everything is working out. You've got a higher conscience that is trying to come about. If you've got butterflies around you all the time, you've got to start realizing you are transforming. There's a lot of things going on in your life right now, and it's time for you to shift and change that whole process. The other thing is you're not grounded. So you're allowing people to irritate you. You're allowing things to happen for you that is not necessarily your stuff. but you're not grounded into Mother Earth. So when you find yourself irritable or you feel like you're flighty in some way, I want you to envision your feet as if they're these long talons and they're going deep down into Mother Earth, where there's like this core bar right in the center and you're locking your feet under so that you are grounded into Mother Earth and you're going to start to feel better about yourself. So you're going to feel you're not going to be so irritable. So make sure that that's what you're doing, okay? You guys have a lot of wonderful things going on in your life. You've got to accept yourself. When you accept yourself, you feel good about yourself. You're not so serious. You're happy. You're having fun. Have faith and know that everything is going the way it's supposed to. Know that you have all the tools in your box all deep down inside of you to do what you know you need to do for yourself to keep moving forward and be happy. Get with nature, you guys. When you start to connect with nature, connect to the earth, connect to the trees, the grass, the animals, everything around you, the sky, the air, the wind, the rain, all of it, you are going to feel at peace. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel peaceful. You're going to feel better about yourself. Unfounded fear. Some of you are dealing with stuff that is not true for you. You guys are taking on other people's fears, other people's truth. It's not true for you. Say this with me. Repeat after me. That may be true for you, but it is not true for me. We'll do it one more time. That may be true for you, but it's not true for me. Quit taking on other people's truths, other people's experiences, other people's fears. You're taking it as if it is your own, and it's not. Oh, darn. You know what, Sandra? You can listen to the show because it'll be on Facebook. Just come back, and you can go right to the part that you're missing it. But have a great night, and thanks for participating. Let go of your past. That's another thing that you guys need to do. Let go of the past. Let go of stuff that is no longer serving you. You can't do anything about it, so let it go. Shift and change your mindset. Let it go. Integrity. When you do that, you're in integrity with yourself, and you'll feel good about yourself. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can get done today. And when you do that, you're going to feel good, and you're going to go to bed tonight, and you're going to feel amazing. Oh, go to bed tonight, right? Go to bed. You guys are all tired. It's time for rest. That's what you definitely need. Be assertive as well. Say what needs to be said. Do what you need to do. Don't let somebody else do it first. You guys are healers as well. You know, read positive stuff. Look at positive affirmations. Look at happy images. Look at happy affirmations and sayings, all those kinds of things. Be around happy people. If you guys are around cranky crabbers, you're going to be a cranky crabber. So quit it. Again, the balance card came up. You guys are out of balance. It's time for you to get grounded and start to take in those breathing exercises. I want you to start saying out loud, I love you, or say it to yourself, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. Those are the things that are going to help you to also shift the way you think. It's also going to have to help you shift your attitude pretty quickly, because when you take responsibility for yourself, then everything else has changed. A lot of you operate when there's a lot of storming, a lot of drama around you. Learn and realize that you don't need the drama to be smart. You don't need the drama to be successful. You don't need the drama to be on point. Let that stuff go. You can be smart and on point and have all the right things to say and do without all the drama around you. You guys have a wild heart, a wild hunt. When you're able to realize that, you're able to do anything. You'll have this excitement about yourself where you're like, oh my God, what else can I do that I don't need to be filled with drama all around? Anything that you guys are dealing with, any kind of struggles, pains, any of those kinds of things, that stuff is going to start coming to an end. So just realize you're in it to win it. Everything is working out the way it's supposed to. A lot of you had to deal with a lot of meaningful sacrifice. I get it. I understand it. I've done the same thing. However, see every situation you've ever been in as for your highest good, a lesson you had to learn so that you could be extraordinary in your life. Quit being stuck in your past. Freedom. You'll find freedom with that. You're going to realize that when you have experienced things in your life, it was for your higher self, so that you can be who you are today, you are going to be free from the chains and the prisons of your past. So let that stuff go. You guys, if you worry about money and not worrying, and you worry about not having enough, you're actually drawing more of that to you even faster than anything. So know that no matter what, there's food on your table and you'll always have enough money to have your needs met. Keep saying that to yourself. I always have enough. You are divine perfection as well, which means you are very capable of creating the magic that's all around you. So start using your gifts. Be grateful for everything that you have. When you are grateful for all that you have, you actually attract more to you because you're saying to the universe, I want more of that. But if you're pissing and moaning like it's not enough, then the universe is like, oh, you don't want any more of that? Okay, then I won't bring it. Support yourself. You've got support around you all the time. Your angels and your guides are with you all the time. Keep the core people around you who are constantly lifting you up. Keep the people away from you who are, you know, you guys are all in a mud puddle comparing notes of how crappy your life is. Those people keep away, and you want the people closest to you who is for your highest good, who is saying, good going, keep going, don't worry about it. Don't be deterred by the challenges that are around you. These are great opportunities for you to learn. So when you say, oh my God, thank you for allowing me to experience that, because now I'm a day smarter, I know more what to do, now I know that I can do this and I can do all these other things. It is a great accomplishment when you can experience that, and when you do and you say it out loud and you are grateful for it, that means the goodness is coming to you and you're going to be able to have a lot of wonderful things happening. You are shining. You guys, start to be hopeful. Start to realize that no matter what's going on, your future is bright and you got to wear shades. Every time you put on your sunglasses, say that to yourself, my future is bright and I got to wear shades. I'm telling you, when you shift and change the way you think, you're actually drawing more to you. Your frequency is so much harder or higher. Oh my gosh, Dominique, that is such a long paragraph. Yes, that is so true. The actions, it works both, but if you're doing it the same, it's the same. That the universe is smarter than an untrained puppy. Oh my gosh, you're so funny. I've only got a few more minutes left, so I can't read the whole thing, but you are absolutely spot on, my friend. Frigga, it's readiness, bounty, plentiful. You guys are ready to take charge of your own life. Quit letting people dictate to you what it is that you're going to do or how it's going to go. You take charge. If you don't like something, then change it. Quit complaining about it. Again, get into nature. That's where you're going to find your balance. That's where you're going to find your energy. That's where you're going to get grounded. You guys are so magical. You don't even realize it. You're missing the boat. You guys have it all deep down inside of you. Start tapping into, hey, Jean, start tapping into who you are, and you're going to realize how smart and magical you guys really are. Sacred play. You guys have got to start having more fun. When you play, you're not worried about all the other stuff. You're not crazy about what's going on in your life. You will be very powerful then in your life. You'll be able to realize how amazingly magical you truly, truly are. A way in, it's gift, divine inspiration. Anything that pops into your head, anything that pops in is an idea, inspiration. Hey, Kathy. Hey, Rhonda. I want you to realize that you've got these ideas and inspirations because they're coming from your guides. They're coming from your angels. Write those things down. A whole bunch of ideas and inspirations are keep popping into your head. So what I want you to do is write them down, prioritize them, and you're going to start using them as you go along. You won't use them all at once, but you will start using them. Any idea or inspiration that pops inside of your mind and in your soul and in your heart, it's because you are extremely capable of fulfilling that dream. So quit selling yourself short and start doing your dream. You guys are a sacred ecosystem as well. There is everything about you. Everything about you is whole and complete. There is nothing wrong with any of you. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are smart. You're amazing. You're magical. You're capable. There is nothing about you on any level that is wrong with you. Even if you have some sort of illness, even if you have some sort of handicap, you have that on purpose because you are teaching someone how to shift and change it, how to be better, how to help cure something. Whatever that is, we are all teachers. We are also all students. So know you are perfect just the way you are. Quit beating up on yourself. My gosh, you guys, Your fathers are with you all the time. No matter what, whether they're here, whether they're past, it doesn't matter if you've had a good relationship or a bad relationship. They have been guiding us, and even though we may or may not like it, they have taught us many valuable lessons. Even the ones that were not good to us in this lifetime, they have taught us many, many valuable lessons. We cannot be who we are today without everybody who's been in our lives. So just know that whatever you have learned from your father is perfect. It's perfect. And if your father's on the other side and all of a sudden he's popping in your head, he's also letting you know that he's with you and he loves you very much. Start listening. Listen to what's going on inside of you. Listen to what's going on inside of your mind. Listen to the conversations. Smell the smells that are around you. Hear the conversations in a way, or the feeling or seeing, because all of that is listening. That means your family from the other side is with you. Your angels, your guides, God, they're all trying to communicate with you. Do you understand that? So pay attention. You're not crazy. You're actually communicating. You just don't know that you're doing that. Those conversations that you have to yourself and you're having by yourself that I do all the time, I know who I'm talking to. People don't know, but I'm just talking to them out loud instead of to myself. All right, revelations, discovery, epiphanies. You guys are going to start experiencing more of those. I want you to write them down. Quit beating yourself up. You've got to start giving yourself a lot of love. Be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware of what you're seeing around you. Look everything up. Look up at the animals. Look up the numbers. Look up the clouds. Look up whatever this is. Look up the spiritual meaning. Whatever is out of the ordinary for you, look up the spiritual meaning and pay attention to what's been going on inside of your head, who's talking to you, the smells that you're remembering, the songs that you're remembering, who you remember it about, because they're with you. Past lives, we've been persecuted a lot. So a lot of times we keep our mouths shut. We keep our gifts quiet because we're afraid that somebody's going to find us out and something bad's going to happen to us. That's not happening. So start to live out loud. Your friendships. Make sure, again, your friendships are people. Your support system are people who are building you up. If you're around people who are sitting in your mud puddle with you, you got to get rid of them because they're not going to move you forward and you're not moving them forward. You are not good for each other. You need people who are going to pick you up, help you dust yourself off, and say, all right, now keep moving, and you're going to do the same for them. Do you understand? Visualization. See yourself. See things happening. See what it is that you want. But don't focus on the end result. Focus on the journey. See the journey coming together. See everybody happy. See everybody, everything's working out for your highest good, everybody else's highest good. Everything is falling into play. When you're visualizing that, you're bringing your end result to you even faster. And that's something big. The bumblebee came to you in your window. Say hello. So the bumblebee, Rebecca, you want to look that up because, hey, Stephanie, that's my cousin, second cousin. The bumblebee is very important, so you've got to look that up. Again, pay attention to your dreams. Wake up. Remember your dreams. Write them down. You're learning a lot. You're experiencing a lot. People are visiting you in your dreams as well. There's a lot of messages for you, so you've got to start being aware of what's going on around you. Empowerment. You've got to empower yourself. If you don't feel like doing something,